In her later years, my mother became a terrible cook. She boiled green beans unmercifully to the consistency of pond scum. Even her iced tea tasted burned. Mom was diagnosed with lung cancer in her late 70s. During the treatments, my sister and I decided to take her on a trip to the mountains. Imagine our surprise when we arrived at her house to find she had made one of her special pound cakes. Freshly prepared, thoroughly baked, all snug and bundled into her ancient 30-year-old yellowed Tupperware container. We eyed the cake suspiciously. Oh no, not a pound cake! For the entire weekend, that cake went with us everywhere, yet we didn't dare eat it. To me, that pound cake became like the title character from the film Weekend at Bernie's. Bernie was actually a dead body, carted around by two harebrained 20-something-year-old men trying to make it appear as if Bernie was still alive. Behind dark glasses, Bernie attended a cocktail party. He sunbathed at the beach. He took a boat ride. Such was the story of Bernie the Pound Cake. While we cruised the Shenandoah Parkway, Bernie rode in the back with Mama. He shopped for apples and crafts. He visited the Natural Bridge and Thomas Jefferson's impeccable Monticello. He accompanied us to every roadside picnic, yet we were always too full for dessert. All went well until we arrived at our hotel outside Charlottesville. As I unloaded the car, I brushed the Tupperware container aside. Not wanting me to forget Bernie, my sister said brightly, "Oh, let's take the cake inside." I looked at her like she had lost her mind. "Are you trying to kill us?" I uttered, my mouth frozen into a fake smile. That was the moment Bernie the Pound Cake sprang to life. No more sitting on the sidelines. No more viewing life through a nicotine-stained plastic prison. "I want to be free," exclaimed Bernie. And so he was. As I reached for the cake, the lid somehow popped off and Bernie made a run for it. Or shall I say a roll? Landing a few feet from the car, he sprinted the 100-yard dash through the parking lot like a runaway tire. With each curve, he gained momentum. I chased Bernie about 20 yards before I stopped, doubled over with laughter, legs pressed together lightly to keep me from wetting my pants. In my peripheral vision, I saw folks lined up to board a tour bus pointing at Bernie as he almost took down the bellman and a couple of Harleys. He landed at the bottom of the hill, which in Charlottesville is a long, long way. At last, I recovered my composure enough to go rescue poor Bernie. Such an undignified end to our faithful travel companion. He was lying there, alone, in a ditch. Yet, miracle of miracles, Bernie was fully intact. Not an inch of his thick, charred skin had been damaged. Holding him out like an infant for blessing, I asked my sister incredulously, "What are we going to do with this now?" Always the one to put on a good show for Mama, my sister took Bernie from my hands, gave him a thorough dusting, and placed him back into the Tupperware container. With a burp from its freshness guaranteed seal, she plopped him topsy-turvy onto the bellman's cart. "Mmm," she said, her wide smile beaming. "Let's take this in. I might want some pound cake after a while."